good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Crescent Valley, 7:30 till 9 weekdays. And, of course, that's Mountain Standard Time, the beautiful Crescent Valley, as a matter of fact. Minus 5 in this beautiful valley this morning, so it's not that beautiful. It's kind of chilly out there. We got a bit of a wind, too, east-northeast at 8 kilometers an hour. And we are sitting at 66% humidity, barometric pressure 102.5 kilopascals and rising. What else do we have here tonight? Today. Let's get on with today's forecast. We're sitting at minus 5, and apparently that's the high for today. Minus 5, and we're supposed to have a mix of sun and cloud, and the winds northeast at 20 kilometers an hour, becoming light late this morning. And boy, did we ever have some wind come up yesterday. Wow. I thought we were going to get one nasty of a storm, but apparently they got it in Calgary. But that's okay. I don't mind that. Anyways, I just got a message in from a Calgary listener. The weather isn't good here, and they're saying that it's glad there. I don't know what's going on in Calgary, but we'll find that out later in the program. All right, what to start things off with today? Breakdown. By Alan Parsons. That one might be pretty good. You think so? That's from the iRobot album of 1977, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
We'll be right back. Seth Goodney Radio, right here on the World Wide Web.
This moment's for me and for all you. reply. I need you to come see me. That's no
Okay, 10 years after. 10 years after. Oh, sorry, I was talking about 10 years after with one of the listeners there. But no, Tom Cochran and Red Rider there with White Hot. Before that, we had Let's Dance by Chris Rea. And, of course, started things off with the Alan Parsons Project of Breakdown. Yeah, I was just chatting with one of the listeners about... Well, about 15 minutes before the show, 15, 20 minutes before the show, there was a 10 Years After song that came on, and, yeah, they quite enjoyed it. Anyways, where are we at here? 7:46 minus, what is it? Minus 5 current temperatures. And it's time for this day in Canadian history. December the 3rd, 1960. Canada gets 2 millionth post-war immigrant. story out of Quebec. Annette Toft arrived at Quebec City from Denmark, Canada's 2 millionth immigrant since 1945. Also on this day out of Winnipeg, Canadian Pacific Railroad connects Winnipeg with Emerson, Minnesota, and the outside world. Pembina Branch connects with St. Paul and Pacific Railroad, and that was in 1878. Quite a few birthdays here today. I'll probably be skimming through this pretty quick. William Otter, a soldier born on this day in Clinton, Ontario. And in 1843, died in Toronto, May the 6th, 1929. Otter fought in the Canadian militia against the Fenians at the Battle of Ridgeway in 1866. Let's see. William Bowser, lawyer, politician, premier of British Columbia. Born on this day at Rexton, New Brunswick in 1867, died in Vancouver October the 25th, 1933. Bowser graduated from Dalhousie in law in 1891, set up practice in Vancouver. In 1903 to 1924, he was a conservative MLA, 1907 BC Attorney General. December the 15th, 1915, succeeded the McBride as Premier, but the divided party defeated at the polls. From 1916 to 1924, leader of the opposition. In 1933, died while leading an independent nonpartisan group to find ways of dealing with the Depression. Andy Hardy, born on this day in 1872, a Liberal senator out of Ontario. John Ferris, born on this day, 1878, Liberal Senator, British Columbia. And the list goes on and on here. So I think we'll probably, I think we'll just call it a day, shall we? Oh, there was one other item. Remember we talked about Patrick Waugh yesterday being fired by the Montreal suspended, I guess. Well, on this day in 1995, he was fired by Montreal Canadiens Rajon Ouellet, traded 3 days later to the Colorado Avalanche. Yeah, there we go. And there was one other cool story from 1960, I believe. Let's have a sneak peek. Where is it? Come on. 1960, there it is, out of Edmonton, Alberta. The opening of the Edmonton International Airport, Canada's largest airport. Yeah. I didn't know that at the time, and I didn't realize that the airport at Edmonton was that huge or open that long. I don't think it's the one south of Edmonton. Maybe it is. Anyways, let's get back to some tune, shall we? Now, I watched a movie here the other day, and one of the songs on the soundtrack was by Ryan Adams. And I do have a fair amount of Ryan Adams in the library here, but this is from his 2001 album, Gold, and it's called The Rescue Blues, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Then they charge you with the rescue blues. Oh,
suffer. They know that you need the pain so much. They throw you off a rope when you're too hot to cruise, baby. Don't you lose, lady. Then they charge you with the rescue blue.
Broadcasting from the base of the Skimmerhorn Mountains, South Kootenai Radio.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing.
together, don't you feel it too? Still, I'm glad for what we had and how I once loved you. But it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it, something inside has died and I can't hide and I just
Carole King there with It's Too Late from the Tapestry album of 1971. And minus 5 here in the Crescent Valley this morning, going up to minus 5. This is it, folks. It's not going to get any better. Although the sun's supposed to come out, so right now, currently dark. So it will be nice to see some sunshine. All right, we've got a couple of, maybe a minute or so here to kill before the our favorite pencil neck comes in with this news. And that pocket protector is overflowing today. But a couple of police blotter notes here. Lots of squatters in Yak. 3 cases of them, actually, being kicked out of various locations. And also, we had a shopper that will be banned from a Cook Street store after police had to be called while the customer was disputing the price of an item. Probably thought because it had a price on it, it was too much. Also, police assisted emergency health services on Canyon Lister Road when a resident had an adverse reaction to cookies laced with marijuana. An adverse reaction. Wow. A bad driver was reported on 9th Avenue North. No further details. An older pickup trying to pull a red Honda out of the ditch near Summit Creek Bridge was gone when police attended. And both owners were notified after one vehicle being backed out of a residence struck a parked vehicle. That was the one just up the street from the South Kootenai Radio Studios here. Yeah. All the lights were flashing the other night. Guess somebody backed out of a driveway. Backed into somebody that was parked on the highway. Or on the street. Interesting. All right. As mentioned, minus 5 going up to minus 5. And we're supposed to have a mix of the sun and cloud today. And, of course, here's Joe, our favorite newscaster. Here he's got 4 minutes and 30 seconds of updates for us. So take it away, Joe. Oh,
conductor. Can I ride the blind?
Cootney Radio. Tune in, listen, and enjoy.
When you're lost in the rain in Juarez, and it's Easter time too, and your gravity fails and negativity don't pull you through, don't put on any airs when you're down on Rue Morgue Avenue. They got some hungry women there that really make a mess out of you. Now if you see Saint Dan, please tell her thanks a lot. I cannot move, my fingers are all in a knot. I don't have the strength to get up and take another shot. And my best friend, my doctor, won't even tell me what I got. Sweet Belinda, the peasants call her the goddess of gloom. She speaks good English and she takes you with her to her room. And you're so kind, you're careful not to go to her too soon. And she takes your voice and leaves you howling at the moon. The hard stuff. Everybody said they'd stand behind you in the game of love. But the joke was on me, there was nobody to call my bluff. I'm going back to New York City, I think I had enough. We'll be right back.
Okay, we had a little Brian Ferry leading us up to this day in rock and roll history there. That particular song by Brian Ferry, just like Tom Thumb's Blues, taken from his Dylan-esque album of 2007. Okay, we've got a couple of birthdays to get out of the way here first. And let's see. First one we have, Ozzy Osbourne. That's right. Mr. Bad Eater himself. Born on this day in 1948. Of course, started off there was in a band called Black Sabbath. Actually, on the Facebook, I said, okay, what about the favorite song? Furs Wear Boots or Crazy Train? And some guy said, what about War Pigs? Anyways, we all have our favorite Ozzy song. 1949, Mickey Thomas, vocalist for the Elvin Bishop Band, and of course, their big hit, Fooled Around and Fell in Love. Alright, the useless trivia throughout the years. On December the 3rd, we've got our first story from 1965, and that's when Keith Richards stepped onto a microphone cable and was electrocuted and knocked unconscious during a Rolling Stones concert in Sacramento, California. After a short break, he recovers and is able to continue, though it didn't improve his singing any. Also in 1965, the Beatles kick off a series of 9 shows starting in Glasgow, wrapping up in Cardiff's Capitol Cinema on December the 12th. It would prove to be their final tour of Great Britain. Yeah. And in 1966, the Monkees appear live in concert for the first time at a show in Honolulu. Yeah. 1968 is the first appearance before a live audience in 7 years. Elvis Presley's comeback TV special airs on NBC. Yeah. 1971, the Montreux Casino caught fire and burned during a show by Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. The incident was later immortalized by Deep Purple's 1973 hit Smoke on the Water. Some stupid with a flare gun burned the place to the ground. Oh, this cat is just getting out of control this morning. He just can't get enough attention. Oh, where are we at here? 1977, Paul McCartney saw his song, Mull of Kintyre, hit number one in the UK and became the largest selling single that he or any other Beatles ever had, either as a group or solo. It was the first single to sell over 2 million copies in the UK. The tune was co-written by Denny Lane, who later sold his rights to the song when he went bankrupt. The bagpipe-laden tune was virtually ignored in the U.S., although the B-side, Girls' School, charted number 3 early in 1978. What else we have here? 1979, just 3 months after Keith Moon's death, tragedy strikes The Who again. When 11 people were trampled to death while trying to reach unreserved concert seats at the Riverfront Coliseum in Cincinnati. The mayor of Providence, Rhode Island, cancels The Who's next concert scheduled there 2 days later. Yes, and in 2003, the Recording Industry Association of America gave Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers a Diamond Award to mark the sale of 10 million copies of the band's greatest hit album in the U.S. There you go. All right, let's start off with a little Ozzy. I mean, I have to. It's his birthday. All aboard. The Crazy Train, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Oh,
I like it. South Kootenai Radio. Andy Warhols don't fit in there yet, do they? Mm-hmm. We've finished off This Day in Rock History with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers there with a song taken from their greatest hits album that won a Diamond Award for 10 million copies sold. The greatest hits, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, greatest hits. Yep. Anyway, so what do we have before that? We had Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water. Of course, that song written in 1971 after the casino in Montreux, Switzerland burnt down during the Frank Zappa and the Mothers show. Mm-hmm. And what else? We had Beatles' Drive My Car. I thought I'd play a song there that that came out during that tour they had on in 1965 of Great Britain, which turned out to be the last time they ever toured Great Britain. And of course, we started things off with Ozzy Osbourne there with Crazy Train. Yeah. Stay tuned again tomorrow at about 8:15. We'll have another installment of This Day in Rock History for you. Lots of goodies will be coming up again, I'm sure. All right, let's have a look at the weather across the country here. Right now in the Crescent Valley, oh, it's dropped a degree. It's now -6. The wind's picked up a little bit, east-northeast at 7 kilometers an hour. And we're supposed to have a high of -5 today with a mix of sun and cloud. Although it is kind of sunny out right now, and I'm not seeing hardly any clouds. That's probably why the temperature dropped. Yeah. And it doesn't seem to be windy out there, but who knows? Anyway, what else do we have happening across the country? In Vancouver, let's see, they're cloudy and minus 2. Whitehorse, cloudy and minus 28. Calgary, snowing, minus 17, and it seems to be all over the prairies. That's a typical thing happening there. Really windy and snowing in Winnipeg, minus 13. 1 degree and sunny in Toronto, 3 degrees and cloudy in Fredericton, and rain in St. John's, Newfoundland, plus 7 degrees. All right, let's get going with the Dandy Warhols here. It's from their album of the year 2000, 13 Tales from the Urban Bohemia. And the name of this song is just called Shaken, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Listening to South Kootenai Radio. to low. I ain't gonna stay around here, let this trouble bug me no more. Oh yeah, bye bye. Oh,
A little toe tap in there for you by the Dixie Chicks. And before that, the Siegel Schwell Band with Tell Me. 8:48. It's time for our artist highlight. Of course, today it was a hard decision on what to choose. I had lots of goodies to figure out what to play there, but I ended up coming back to that Black Sabbath Paranoid album because of Ozzy's birthday. And I picked out Paranoid, Rat Salad, and, of course, my favorite, Fairies Wear Boots. The album came out September the 18th, 1970. And, I had a listener from the East Coast tell me that they're on tour down around there right now. And, they were out here on the West Coast a couple of months ago, I guess. Anyways, Artist Highlight brought to you by Golden Treasures, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. Slowly getting everything moved over on the website and phone and letterheads and all that kind of good stuff. But anyways, let's get things rolling here. Happy birthday, Ozzy, with a little Paranoid, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Okay, so you're listening to South Kootenai Radio here, and might as well check out Tim in the mornings at 7:30. It'll be a good time.
Thank you.
Alright, there you go. Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath. Finishing up there with Jack the Stripper Fairies Wear Boots. And, of course, that was our album highlight today. A few tracks from the Paranoid album of September 1970. Ozzy Osbourne also celebrating a birthday today, born on this day in 1948. And, of course, this little feature brought to you by Golden Treasures, located at 1217 Canyon Street, right in downtown Creston. Anyway, that is it for the show, everyone. Wow, did that ever go flying by today. We've got a news update coming up here very soon. But also wanted to remind everybody to check out the schedule or anything like that. You can go to the website, theskr.com. And you can click on the link there for program schedule. You can find out all the theme shows we have on during the day. And you'll also find out what plays on the Hot Chicken and LP show at noon. And over the hour, we like to play a full album every day. And today we're going to be playing Jack Gladstone's Native Anthropology album. This is one that Gary Snow brought over on this past Thursday, I guess. And Gary, also one of the band members on that particular album. And but anyways, yeah, there's some other podcasts there. And don't forget to have a little snoop around the page and have a look. We also got a Facebook page, too. Just do a search for South Kootenai Radio Facebook. You'll find us. All right, we're going to let Joe and the crew take over for the next 4 minutes and 30 seconds. We'll be back with some more great music as we start our regular broadcasting throughout the day here on South Kootenai Radio. Have a good one, and catch y'all on the flip side.
It is December 3rd.